Hello, this is John Davis. Thank you for joining me on another Day of Miracles podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about letting go of the fear of expressing in the world. You know, sometimes we all have fears about letting ourselves be who we are. So today I want to talk about how we can move past some of that. So thank you for joining me. We all have something to offer. It's a gift that nobody else has. In my creative life recently, it seems that this theme of wanting to create something valuable keeps coming up for me. I don't think I'm alone in that search to feel, finding something to contribute to the world, something valuable. We all have something valuable to contribute. And I've spent a great deal of my life feeling like that what was inside of me was not going to resonate with anyone, that it didn't really make any difference to anybody. In fact, I feared that if I started sharing my thoughts, that someone would think I'm either crazy or just plain ridiculous. And these ideas were stored up in me for so long that I think I was experiencing some kind of creative and spiritual constipation. I remember a moment in a moment of contemplation that I was given the thought about the value of my creativity, and my thoughts were centered around originality and this belief that somehow everyone on the planet had created all these new ideas that were possible. I thought about the thousands of books for sale on the internet, the endless amount of music already produced, and the thousands of speakers already on the planet, let alone all the wonderful and amazing people who are on Twitter sending the messages of hope out there. And then a thought came to me, and it was a divine thought, I believe. And the thought was, it is impossible, of course, short of outright plagiarism, to do what others have done, because there is only one me. And I sat with that thought for a while, and I was like, wow, this may not seem like such a big deal to some, but to me, who spent most of my life thinking that my work did not have any merit, this was a huge intervention of sorts, and I believe it was a divine intervention. So what stemmed from this thought has been a nearly non-stop flow of thoughts bubbling up from my unconscious and conscious mind on a daily basis. Where these thoughts come from, I'm not totally sure. Many of them come from just years of not expressing, so many ideas floating around that I've wanted to say but never allowed myself to say. I believe that this dam of fear and caring how other people are going to respond is breaking somehow. It seems that in this flurry of creativity that I'm becoming aware of my purpose. And this is often what happens when we let go of our fears around being creative. I'm becoming aware that I wish to express gratitude for all these little miracles that are taking place in my life every day. That's why I created this Another Day of Miracles. And I also have a Facebook page that I would invite you to maybe check out. It's called Another Day of Miracles. And on there, I do talk about the everyday miracles and share lots of gratitude on there. So it's a miracle that I'm sharing these things. So I invite you today to look at ways that you can allow your creativity to flow in your own life. Whether you are a professional writer or not, you have something to express in this world. So I ask you, what can you do today to express in the world? And I can't wait to hear about it. You can find me and my writings through various different sources. One of them is, again, on Facebook through Another Day of Miracles. You may also reach me on medium.com. That's one of the places that I blog. Of course, you can reach me here at Twitter, where you're hearing this podcast on. I invite you to think about ways you can let go of fear of expressing in the world. Of course, if you're also interested in my email, you can leave a message as part of this tweet today and let me know that you're interested in joining the email list, and I can send you messages on a weekly basis. Again, thank you so much for joining me on another day of miracles. I hope that today is a day where you could begin to let go of your fear of expressing in the world. You have something to say. I can't wait to hear about it.